Welcome to the WX Nation Wire podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Be sure to visit WXNation.com for all of your weather needs. Now here's the webmaster, Bill Young.
Welcome to the WX Nation Wirecast number 10 for December 17th, 2005. It's been cold this month, especially in the central U.S. Fortunately, I live in Texas. But the surface temperature here in Fort Worth fell to 13 degrees last week, and that's the coldest it's been here in 9 years. Elsewhere, temperatures were below minus 20, recorded in Colorado last week. As for today, it's in the 40s here, and the single digits in Colorado and the Dakotas, so I'll start with some news to warm us up. UK scientists say 2005 was the hottest ever in the Northern Hemisphere, at least since records began in the 1860s. More than 700,000 homes and businesses began the day Friday without power after a frigid night allowed ice to build from a deadly storm in the south. Toronto's big snowstorm may not have been so big. Kids went to school, the city continued to carry on, the commute continued. It wasn't so bad, perhaps, as predicted by the media, said Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips. Recent article published in the Indy Star is about TV stations' rush to bring viewers live updates, with all four Indy TV stations using similar equipment. Determining which station wins the day can come down to preparation, presentation, and personality, the article states. There is new technology to measure snow. For years, the way of measuring snow required a person and a yardstick. But officials have been researching snow sensors since Christmas 2003. While the research is preliminary, the results have been extremely accurate. Chicago has seen a lot of snow this month, already 9 times the amount of last December up there, explains WGN-TV chief meteorologist Tom Skilling. In Boston, two of the area's newest superintendents admit they made mistakes in keeping school open during last Friday's snowstorm, and both say the bad calls will change how they handle snow days in the future. And in late November, a blizzard hit South Dakota, dumping more than a foot of snow, bringing ice, which brought down power lines and trees. Dozens of communities were without power in South Dakota for almost 1 week, amid temperatures in the single digits. More details on these stories are in the WX Nation Wire and in today's show notes. And now, weird news. A skyscraper may be causing earthquakes, a professor in Taiwan thinks. Could the weight of the world's tallest skyscraper be responsible for a rise in the number of nearby earthquakes? Also, a tropical seabird appeared for the first time in the UK in early November after being blown thousands of miles off course from its home in the Caribbean. It shows you what hurricanes can do during a crazy hurricane season. And satellite spots a glowing ocean. For hundreds of years, ship captains in the Indian Ocean have been writing of nighttime voyages through eerie stretches of water where the surface of the ocean glowed so brightly that sailors could read books on deck at midnight. And that has finally been picked up by a satellite. And that's weird news. In New Orleans, fears are growing over slow rebuilding. A growing chorus of voices doubt it will bounce back from the fury of Hurricane Katrina. Residents say Washington has long neglected the city, and that has helped fuel suspicions that politics and race are at the heart of its indifference. President George W. Bush said on Monday he was appalled by the government's response to Katrina, acknowledging his own responsibility. Texans are pushing for hurricane funds. Texas lawmakers stepped up their efforts on Thursday to win federal reimbursement for the help the state provided to Katrina evacuees, along with substantial assistance for Hurricane Rita survivors. The total request for the state's hurricane tab is about $2.8 billion. 12,000 pennies were collected for hurricane victims when the Reverend Robert Milling, better known as Father Bob, asked for pennies he never expected to get so many. New Orleans Saints players will get a $40,000 bonus from the NFL and NFL Players Association for performing under unusual and unanticipated conditions arising from Katrina. A survey shows storms are worrying travelers. Fearing hurricanes, more vacationers will steer clear of Florida next year, according to a new survey. Tourism should still grow by 3.2%. A fund for victims of last summer's tornado in Wright, Wyoming has grown to more than $400,000. About a quarter of the money has been distributed, according to town officials. And in space news, New Mexico plans a launch pad for space tourism. Construction is set to start in 2007 on the world's first commercial spaceport, a 21st century airport to serve scheduled flights carrying passengers and cargo on suborbital space flights at the price tag of $250 million. Astronomers have spotted a swirling debris cloud, and it could shed some light on the birth of the solar system. The star is located 137 light years away. More details on these stories are in the WX Nation Wire and in today's show notes. And that's the WX Nation Wirecast for December 17th, 2005. The music in the background is, as always, from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. A Happy New Year. I'll talk to you later.